Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's happening? Welcome back. You're still getting real with the realest man on radio. Clubhouse, the new craze in social media, the new platform, audio-based phone-centered platform, has now been assessed at $1 billion. You know who did that? Black people did that, but black people do not own it. We got more to talk about during the show. Ladies and gentlemen, you can actually be paid to go to school. And I'm not talking about just a scholarship. I mean, literally, money put in your hand, cash money, to take a 5-week summer program. Now, this is not for the faint at heart. This is connected to the prestigious Morehouse School of Medicine. To talk more about this program, we will be doing a partnership because we got to get folks signed up for this program. To talk more about this, Dr. Angelita Howard, Associate Dean of Online Education and Expanded Programs, Morehouse School of Medicine. Dr. Howard, how are you?
Good morning, Dr. Ritchie. I'm good. Thank you. Good morning. How are you, sir?
I am doing quite well. So excited you all are doing this program again. I participated in this program a little while ago. A remarkable program, very engaging individuals. And there are two parts. So let's talk about the 5-week summer program and how that can translate into another program where someone could basically get a master's degree in 1 year online. Let's talk about it.
Yes, thank you. So good morning. Good morning, everybody. Glad to be here with you, Dr. Ritchie. So we have a program called the Bridges to Biotechnology and Bioentrepreneurship, or Bridge to Health Informatics program. Both of these programs will lead students. It's a 5-week program, as you just mentioned, but both programs will lead you to either a Master of Science in Health Informatics or a Master of Science in Biotechnology. Our Master of Science in Health Informatics is 14 months, while the Master of Science in Biotechnology is a 1-year pipeline program. And as you stated, not only will you receive $500 for taking the program during the summer, the 5-week summer, which is virtual, so you can take it from anywhere. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Idaho, you can be in Georgia. But you will also receive a $1,000 scholarship if you enroll. Once you enroll into the Master of Science in Biotechnology or the Master of Science in Health Informatics, because if you do the summer pipeline program, you're guaranteed admissions into either program.
That's amazing. Okay, let's talk about what biotechnology is and health informatics, because I think sometimes, Dr. Howard, when people hear Morehouse School of Medicine, they think doctor, they think physician. But Morehouse School of Medicine trains people throughout the spectrum of the healthcare industry. So let's start with biotechnology. What is biotechnology, and what does that degree train a person for?
Okay, so let's think about what we're seeing today in COVID. When we think about COVID and all of the testing that you're seeing going on, that's biotechnology. When we're dealing with devices, making medical devices, when you think about the drugs that are coming, the vaccination, all of that is through biotechnology. And so biotechnology is an ever-growing space. I'm talking about billion-dollar industry, and we hope to see it over the next few years go into the trillion-dollar industry where we're growing pharmacy, pharmaceutical, all of these things associated around health inequities and pushing these health outcomes. And so that's what biotechnology is. And when we move into the space of health informatics, when you go to the doctor, the first thing that the doctor does is pulls up this screen. Most of the physicians, or if it's your PA or your NP, pulls up this technology, your computer, if you will, and he or she begins in typing in, asking you these questions about your medical history, asking you things about what you've taken, the drugs that you've taken. And so there is something behind that in that system. It's your medical health records. And so those medical health records is what informs the physicians or the healthcare provider of how to best treat you. So it's a health technology that continues to show how you're doing, what you're doing, the space that you're in. Even thinking about, again, back to this COVID, when we look at the numbers, when Johns Hopkins or the CDC, when they pull those numbers every day, this is health informatics. They're looking at the information through technology of how do we better inform our constituents or our community of what's taking place. So every day when you go on the website, you're seeing that information transition. And so that's what we call health informatics.
So I'm looking at the pay scale for these biotechnology degrees. Okay, I'm looking at it right now at payscale.com. You have everything from $68,000 on the low end. That's the lowest end, according to PayScale. On the high end is $126,000 a year, okay? And you got $68,000, $76,000, $106,000, and $126,000. And a lot of this has to do with you staying in the industry, and these are kind of natural markets that you will hit becoming a senior scientist or research scientist in biotechnology. It is interesting. It is interesting that Morehouse School of Medicine, such a prestigious and remarkable institution, is offering this opportunity. The degree. So let me get this right, Doc. The degree for biotechnology, a master's degree, it only takes 14 months to complete. Is that correct?
So for the biotechnology, it only takes 12 months,
one year.
Yes, 1 year, 12 months, and you are done. All of the students that have participated, this is our third year offering it.
That's amazing.
And all of the students who participated and finished, they have completed in 1 year. The health informatics is 2 months longer, so it's 14 months. So
amazing.
A year and 2 months, absolutely.
Okay, so anyone who does the five-week summer program, and by the way, you get paid to do that summer program, $500 free and clear. That's cash to you. You also get a $1,000 scholarship for one of those master's degree programs. That is an automatic acceptance. Is that correct?
Automatic acceptance. So you, once you are accepted into the summer pipeline, which applications open today, once you are accepted and you go through the 5 weeks successfully, you are guaranteed admissions into the master's program, either or the biotechnology, whichever field that you choose, or the health informatics. You do, and you get the $1,000 scholarship towards it.
I know people
and
ask.
Oftentimes, with sponsors like what we're seeing now, we're able to give even more funding, but that's guaranteed, the $1,000.
Beautiful. And obviously, everything is subject to financial aid. If you need financial aid, you can apply for financial aid, et cetera.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay, I know I got a lot of people asking, what's the prerequisite? What degree do you have to hold in order to apply and get accepted into this master's program? Does it have to be a science-based degree?
That is such a great question. Guess what? Everybody, if for the health informatics, let's start with the health informatics. You do not have to have any particular degree, really, for either degree. You do not have to have a particular degree. You can be in business. You can have IT. You can have nursing, education, allied health. If you're looking to change industry, let's say you're teaching right now and you're saying, I really enjoy learning more about how to help patients, how to help this whole health inequities, how do we become equal, so to speak, as it relates to health outcomes, you can transition. So as long as you have a bachelor's degree and a 2.8, then you can come into the health informatics degree program. With that biotechnology, again, any degree is acceptable. We open it up to any degree. We do ask with the biotechnology that you do have some science courses, at least 4 science courses. And most degrees, you're going to have that science courses as your core anyway. But we ask that because it is heavier on things such as cell biology, molecular biology, biochemistry, and we want to make sure that you're successful. And this is one of the reasons, another reason why we created this summer pipeline as a bridge, so you can make sure that you're interested in these areas and move on to the master's degree.
All right. I think, all right, here's what I want to say. 2.8 minimum GPA. Let me just ask you this. Let's make it plain here, doctor. What if somebody had a 2.7? I'm just saying.
I'll interview them. Let me tell you, that's a great question. In my first class, in our first Master of Science in Biotechnology program, we had a student that actually had below the 2.8, and this student was so exceptional. He finished the highest GPA in the class, and he went on to do an executive MBA at one of your top Ivy League schools. He was accepted into. Now, he came in with the lowest GPA, under the 2.8, graduated with the highest GPA, and went to an Ivy League for his executive MBA.
That's amazing. That's amazing. The opportunity here is significant. You can have a degree from Morehouse School of Medicine in about a year, in 1 year's time. Yeah. A degree that is marketable and can make you well over $100,000. And they're offering money to you to get into the program and training you in a 5-week summer program that's all virtual delivery, and paying you to do that. Listen, for everybody who's listening to me now, if you are interested in something like this, slots are going to go fast. You need to get plugged in. If you are a parent or grandparent or a youth worker, someone who deals with other college students, make sure your people know about this program. It is a game changer for anyone who goes through it. Dr. Howard, how can people participate? How can they get connected to this type of program?
Well, let me say one more thing. So the program is open to current college, undergraduate, juniors, and seniors, and anyone who has a bachelor's degree. So if you already have a bachelor's degree, this would be perfect. And you're interested in the master's program, this would be perfect for you. Or if you are a college, undergraduate, junior, or senior, if you're in your junior, senior year of college, and you're interested in one of these areas, this would also be perfect for you. To find out more information, I'm going to give you a couple things. Mia Kennedy, she is our liaison on this, and her number is 404-752-1059. Again, that's 404-752-1059. You can also visit our website at msm.edu and click on online. That'll take you to the Summer Bridges Pipeline Program. Again, that's MSM, like Morehouse School of Medicine.edu. You click on the online tab, and it'll take you to Summer Bridges Pipeline Programs, and you can apply. You can start applying today. We have exactly 100 spots, 50 for the biotechnology, and we have 50 for the health informatics. Last year, as you know, Dr. Ritchie, because you were a part of this program, those slots, they filled up really, really fast. Mm-hmm. Our application goes until April. However, we received over 300 applications. So I would suggest that you come on and apply, learn more about it, Tell your grandkids, tell your parents, anyone who's interested in biotechnology, learning about making medical devices or making medicine or health informatics. How do we decrease these inequities and continue to sustain life? Please reach out to Nia Kennedy. Her number is 404-752-1059, or visit us on our website.
Dr. Howard, why is it important for students of color to be in these types of graduate programs?
This is great. Students of color, they are not represented well in these areas, with less than 3% of total population in leadership. That is less than 3%. I'm talking about from CEOs to executive leadership in these positions in biotechnology and health informatics. So having students of color will help to improve the health and well-being of individuals and communities, with the emphasis on people of color and the underserved urban and rural populations. Morehouse School of Medicine, as a HBCU, we have the responsibility to create these pathways of successful entry into the workforces. And as you just talked about, to help students of color to make these salaries. So what we've done, we've created this pathway or these pipelines to the master's degree to increase people of color, to ensure that these health disparities are limited to non-existent. So that's what we're doing, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
Let me ask you about those wonderful students I saw last year from the Bridges program in 2020. What are they doing now?
Yeah, so last year, as I just mentioned, we had over 350 applicants for 54 spots. It was 50, but we increased it to 54 thanks to people like yourself getting the word out and getting the information out. So out of those 53, 85% came into the master's degree program, and they have jobs in, 85%, with most of them having jobs in pharma or other biotechnology industries, public health. We have people that work at the CDC, LabCorp, people who work, several middle school and high school teachers, and others that work in clinical spaces. So again, with the spots that we had, they go really, really fast. And they get into the master's program to further advance their career outcomes.
It's amazing. I mean, the fact that you can get a master's degree with this kind of weight in 1 year is just
1 year.
Unbelievable. Very affordable as well. I looked at the price matrix. Extremely affordable. Doc, thank you.
Yes. Thank you.
All right. We're going to have you back real soon, because this is a partnership. We're going to fill these spots up. If you have a question, please make sure you pose it when you call 404-752-1059. Check them out online at msm.edu. Click on online, the online tab, and go to the Summer Bridges program. Dr. Howard, we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much, Dr. Ritchie. Have a great day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Wow. That's amazing. We got more on the other side. News and Talk 1380 WAOK.
Check my garage, I got too many choices. Walk around, got a couple meals.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.